The UN Refugee Agency says more than 2 million Syrian refugees have fled their homes. The agency told Press TV that the increasing numbers are posing a challenge at Kaurugosk camp in Iraq's Kurdistan region.
The main challenges, would I would say right now, one is food. This we are like facing on a daily basis, and we have a support, of course, from the local community and from the government, and we have like plans that they would provide food for refugees here, but it's still a challenge.
The food is not healthy for children. Rice and rice every day. We cannot follow this, but we cannot forget the goodness of the people in this area of Kurdistan who are helping us a lot.
There are now around 200,000 Syrian refugees in the Kurdistan region, with an estimated 15,000 in Kaurugosk camp. The camp is one of a handful of emergency shelters built over the past 3 weeks.
They set up electricity, but we do not have air conditioning. The children will stay under this heat if we do not have air conditioning. They're getting sick, and when we go to the hospital, they just give us painkillers.
The refugees are already thinking about their long-term stay in the camp and the difficulties that winter will bring.
This is not livelihood. Dust and stones everywhere. What's going to happen in winter if this is what summer's like? We hope that the government will transfer us to a better place. How can we spend our winter like that with snow and rain?
100 tons of UNICEF aid arrived in Kurdistan this week to help families and children. UNICEF also plans to open a school for children living in Kaurugosk camp. The UN Refugee Agency claims that an average of 5,000 Syrians are fleeing to neighbouring countries every day. The agency warns that support for host communities must be scaled up, but it's unclear if such assistance could be sustained if weeks of displacement turn into months or maybe even years. Dale McEwen, Press TV, Arbil.